There's a tradition in Rochester, New York, that's taken on new significance today. Every 4 years, people make an Election Day pilgrimage to Mount Hope Cemetery and the grave of Susan B. Anthony, probably the most well-known champion of a woman's right to vote. Today, they also honored the moment that Anthony only dreamed about, a woman poised to become president. Mary Caitlin White visited the grave with her infant daughter, Eleanor.
Growing up, we always used to drive on the thruway. We lived in Utica, and my mom would roll down the window when we passed the Susan B. Anthony sign and pump her fist. And, you know, being a kid, I was embarrassed. And now, looking back, I see all that she fought for and my grandma fought for. And now today, she never has to ask the question, can a woman be president? Because she's running for it.
By midday, people had blanketed Anthony's headstone with I voted stickers, and a few well-wishers read aloud the 19th Amendment.
The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation.
Thanks to WXXI reporter Scott Feibusch for these recordings.